we're going to learn the 12th Maimer, Maimer Yud Beis, in the middle of a Maimer. In these editions of the Pritzadik, it's on page Shin Mem Vav, second column, seventh line. So the Torah tells us Yosef is in Mitzrayim. He is eminently successful, running all the business, the affairs of Potiphar. Potiphar's wife wants him. But he kidabro el Yosef yoim yoim. She's constantly trying to entice Yosef. Vayhi kayom hazeh vayavoy habayso lasos melachto v'ein ish me'anshe habayis shom baboyis. There was just a perfect day, an opportune day. There was no one else home. He's there to do melachto, to do his work. But tis b'seiru b'vigdo le'mor shechva imi v'yazov b'vigdo b'yado v'yonos v'yetze hachutza. She holds on to him, she catches him by his garment, saying, to be with me, she says. He leaves the garment in her hands, and he fled to the outside. Earlier in this piece, he quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who was a descendant of Yosef, who says Lasos Melachto does not mean just to do innocently his work. Lasos Melachto, says Rabbi Yochanan, Shnehem Hiskavnu L'Dvar Aveira. She and he, Yosef as well, wanted to do what he should not have wanted to do. And the question is, why would Rabbi Yochanan be Dorish that way? Just say, Lasos Melachto, it means he was innocent. He came to do the work that he had to do, to take care of the records. Like the Targum says that his work was the record keeping, the accounting of all of the affairs of his employer. So Rav Tzadik says as follows, V'isa b'zera kaddish, on that word, Kahayim hazeh, the Zohar says, the day when the Yetzer Hara is most powerful. Yom the Yetzer Hara shalta ba'alma, when the Yetzer Hara is in its greatest power in this world. Emesai, Yom the Ose Barnash l'asva b'siyufsa, the day a person comes to do tshuva, al chavoy, ayli shtadla b'ayraisa, that's when the Yetzer Hara is at its strongest. Because when a person is at his best, that's when the Yetzer Hara, of course, counters. Zelu mazel, zelikimen. That's when the Yetzer Hara says, I'm going to get him. V'zehu b'shabas. So this is already the Rav Tzadik. This is his suggestion. The Pri Tzadik is saying, Shabbos, shehu zman tshuva. K'mo shenemar, toiv l'hoides l'Hashem, l'zam shimcha el yon. That's mizmah shel yom Shabbos. That's what Adam Rishon said when he realized the power of tshuva. Someone who is Maida, meaning someone who is Misvada and says Vidui and confesses and leaves his chet behind, he's mercifully treated by a Kaddish Baruch Hu and forgiven. So Tov Lahodes Lashem means that it's a time of tshuva. V'chein, Shabbos, Zman Miyuchad L'Torah. That's why we lain on Shabbos. Meshur Rabbeinu said we should be laining on Shabbos. V'zehu L'asayis Melachtoi. That's the malacha that he wanted to do. The malacha of Torah and Tshuva. The ihu malachta de barnash, the Zohar says. Bahai alma, that's the work of a person, of a Jew in this world. Torah and mitzvahs. Ukedain, and that's the time. Yetzahara nachis l'istal l'bnei nesha. That's exactly when the Yetzahara comes to the person and says, I'm going to make you sin. I'm going to take you off the track you're on. You're on that track of Torah, and I'm going to do everything I can to derail where you're headed, because you're headed in much too good a direction, the Yetzer Hara says. Earlier he said, technically, once she abandons her husband, they don't need a formal divorce. There's no gittin necessarily by Ben Noach. Ben Noach and his wife that separate, and that's already enough for the woman to be no longer called an Eishes Ish. So technically, once she's not interested in Potiphar, she might be permissible to and permitted to Yosef. But that's still very much an excuse. V'alzeh nemar gam ki eilich begeit salmoves. The Yosef Ozel begeit salmoves. The Medrash earlier, he quotes the Medrash saying that Mitzrayim was geit salmoves, but not just physically, but now we see spiritually how endangered Yosef was. Mikol makom lo iraro, as the Pasuk says, nevertheless, nothing bad happened to Yosef. Ki ato imodi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him and helped him. V'Hashem Yisbarach, and now he quotes from Pasuk in Shmuel, Ragle Chasidov Yishmar, because Baruch Hu was watching out for Yosef and making sure that he would not end up doing that Avera. That's why Rabbi Yochanan is not criticizing Yosef. He's actually saying Lema'alosai. He is saying something virtuous about Yosef. He's saying that Yosef's Yetzahara came specifically to him at that time in that way because Yosef was making every endeavor to do it right. Like the Medrash is saying in the Zohar. The Zohar says Malachta means he wanted to do what his Malacha should be. Serve Hashem, do Torah, do Tshuva. That's why the Yetzahara specifically took advantage of that moment and almost overwhelmed him. So Rabbi Yochanan has another side to what he has said that's very positive with regard to Yosef. That's what a person's work should be in Torah. That's why he was vulnerable at that moment. That's when the Yetzirah comes to try to seduce us, to do sin. When we are at our best, the Yetzirah wants to bring us down. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said, "Melamed sheshneihem ledvar avera hiskavnu." So the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that doesn't mean just simply Yosef was, you know, thinking to do something that's so terrible. Yosef was actually coming to do work of Torah, work of holy avodas Hashem. That's why the Yetzara used that moment to try to entice him. Shemotza makaim hayetzara gam biyosef lefataisai. That's why the Yetzirah said, I'm going to have to find some way, some ruse through which to bring Yosef down at that moment, because it was otherwise going to be a very good moment for Yosef HaTzadik. We have to know this as a rule, that the greater the moment and the greater the potential for the Torah that you're going to learn and for the accomplishment in mitzvah, the greater the Yetzirah, the greater the answer on the other side. The Sitra Achra says, I'm going to work doubly hard to bring you down. Rak shenishma mehashem yisbarach. V'kuma shenemar, v'lo yazev es chasidov l'olam nishmaro. Kadosh Baruch Hu watches out for his most beloved, like Yosef was protected. V'al ze omar, shivtucho u'mishantecho heimo yinachamuni. What's the mishon? Mishon literally means a staff that you lean on, but that's not necessarily a physical staff. It means support, something that holds me, props me up, my spiritual stature, which is aided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is with me, ki ata imadi, shivtach u'mishantecho, heima yinachamuni, mishon u'mivtach latzadikim, v'haynu, shalefa'amim Hashem Yisbarach, matziloi al yidei mish'enes, shehu divrei Torah, in the Gemara in Chagiga, on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Pasuk reads, Ki hine ha'adon Hashem tzvakos meisir m'Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm coming to take away from Yerushalayim and from Yehuda, ma'sheinu ma'sheinu, kol mishan lechem v'chol mishan mayim. Literally, it means you'll have nothing to eat, nothing to drink. Says the Gemara in Chagiga, what's the real punishment of the Jewish people? That there won't be teachers and there won't be knowledge of Torah. Ma'sheinu ma'sheinu, says the Gemara there, means divrei Torah, hakol al divrei Torah, each type of Torah, Torah shebachsav, Torah shebalpeh, mishan lechem, mayim, agoda, all the different aspects and facets of Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, will be absent. That's how you will be punished. So, what he's bringing here is proof that shivtecha u'mishantecha means that by studying Torah and becoming a person of a certain kind of a Torah character, that will hold a person in the right way and hold him in good stead in those moments when he or she is most challenged by the Yetzer Hara. Hukamai Sha'amru B'Gemara, as the Gemara in Sait Alamed Vav says, Sheba'asa D'yoiknai Shal Aviv Nirasalai B'chaloin. Very famous Medrash. Mm-hmm. What happened? He was almost going to do that terrible sin, and then he sees a vision. He looks and he sees like a reflection of his father's face. And because of that, he runs outside and he realizes, I'm going to get away from this, and I'll make sure not to do what I shouldn't do. So that medrash that says that he was able to fortify himself by seeing the image of his father, that doesn't necessarily mean that he gets all the credit for that, and that he had an image of his father, and that he had a memory and a sense of his father's responsibility, and or his responsibility to the image of his father that he wants to protect and upkeep. Yes, that's true, but it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him. He deserved that that should be there to help him, but it was with the help of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that was Shivtecha U'Mishantecha Hemi Nachamuni. Now, what is it that he saw? Remember we said before that, well, perhaps if she's really not with her husband anymore, then technically she's not really called an Eshes Ish anymore, and according to the Dinim of Bnei Noach, Yosef says, I'd be allowed to be with her. What is Yaakov's Midah? Emes. Emes LeYaakov. The real truth is that this should not be. V'hainu Midas Emes. That's what's Niras Aloy B'chaloin. When it says that he sees the image of his father, what's he see? He sees the truth. He sees the absolute Emes. And again, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu helping him, because what we know is the chaysim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? He is where Emes is. That's the sign, the signature mark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Chaysam Meishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. So he sees the truth. That's what he saw. And that's how he comes to himself, to his better self, and leaves and abandons his garment in her hands and runs out. Umehazor HaKadosh gam kein mashma. From the Zohar HaKadosh, it's also very much clear that Yosef was only able to do this with the help of God. Shadarash, because in the Zohar, the drasha is on the words ve'ein ish. Again, the pasuk reads vayhi kayom hazeh vayavi habayis lasas malachto. Literally, no one else was there. Ve'ein ish ma'anshei habayis shem b'boyis. But the Zohar HaKadosh says, ve'ein ish means, quote, les gvard yakum lekablei di yetzer hara. The yetzer hara comes at times in such power that you just, there's no one within you. You don't have, or one is not man enough to stand up to the yetzer hara. V'yigach be krova k'dekiyais. Not enough power in you to do battle with the Yetzer Hara the way you really need to. That's what was happening to Yosef, but Hashem helped him. And I have to know that many times in our lives, we deserve credit for battling against the Yetzer Hara, and many times it's with the Ribbono Shel Olam making that battle turn in our direction, and we're able to win that battle with the Yetzer Hara with Hashem's help. She was able to find a little way of having what she wanted with him. She was almost there. At least the beginning of it. Ma'at shlita bay. She was able to begin to have some power over him. Rak shehoya b'halavush shaloi. But it was really not over him. It was superficial. And that's the meaning of Vatispesehu bivigdoi. The Rav Tzaddik is saying that superficially, on the outside, it would appear to her that Yosef's ready to do what she wants and to be with her. But really, it's only bivigdoi. It's really on just the outside. That's as far as she was able to get him. She couldn't really conquer him fully and have him do what she wanted with her. Ad sheheroloi Hashem Yisbarach ois emes. Till HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment said, let him see the image of his father, let him see what his possibilities are, let him see his better self as he is the son of that man, Yaakov Avinu, let him see the emes. V'zeh, that's the meaning of the pasuk. Ki ata imadi. So, to review, yes, it's true, Rabbi Yochanan is derish, that Yosef came home that day, lasa es malachto, and that means, shnehem l'dvar aveira, his gavnu. He was going to do what she, the aveira, she wanted him to do. But, that doesn't mean that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Yosef HaTzadik lost it. It means that it was a day, like the Zohar says, of malacha in Torah, of malacha in Kedusha. Tzadik says it was Shabbos. But that's also a day when the Yetzer Hara is greatest. The greater the accomplishment that's possible, the greater the Yetzer Hara will strive and struggle to bring us down and not have us achieve the accomplishment that's possible for that day. And then, Rav Tzadik says, when we look at the pasuk and realize that it says, "Ve'ein ish me'anshei habayis sham babayis." The Zohar says that means that he was not on his own, man enough, powerful enough to stand up to the Yetzer Hara. But Tzpaseu bevigdai, and she was able to get at least superficially a hold, a grasp on him. But vayonas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him and showed him the emes, the truth. Dyoknoi shal Yaakov. What is the image of Yaakov? Emes li Yaakov. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him see the truth, and he was able to make the right decision, and he fled. V'yesh lemer oid. Another explanation, he says. In the name of Rabbeinu HaKadosh Melublin, in the name of the Chayz. They say about Rabbeinu HaKadosh of Lublin, shenitzel minisoyin, af shenid meloi keheter, al pi pitu yayetzahara, rak shenizkar, shegoder ba'adoy shaloyase dvar rushus. Meaning, Nitzel Minisayan, he was saved by the Nisayan. How? Even though it would appear to be something that is technically allowed, the Pitu Yetzahara seems to say to him, but Rak Shenizkar, he remembers. I'm not just going to do anything that I like just because it's permissible. Godar ba'adai. He created a greater sense of protection all about him. Sheloyase dvar l'shus. Committing himself to not just do things that are permissible if they are not ultimately going to gain me a sense of doing kvod shemayim, what kvod shemayim deserves. If there's no honor brought to heaven by my doing it, I'm not doing it, even if it's permissible. The famous Ramban in the Parsha of Kedoshim, Kaddish Atzmacha B'mutaloch, just because something is allowed doesn't mean you have to do it. And if you have an ability to get involved in something that's a Dvar Rishus, but has absolutely no redeeming value to it, it's just completely benign, it's probably really not so completely benign, but even if it is, why spend time and energy doing it if it has no positive contribution to Kavod Shemayim? So, by having a sense of commitment to only do things that will raise and heighten Kavod Shemayim, even when something looks like, well, it's permissible, that doesn't mean you do it, that's what held Yosef back. V'zeh she'amar she'bosa d'yoknei shel aviv. That's why it says in the Gemara in Saita, he saw the image of his father. Because the Issa B'Zerikosh, the Zer teaches us, Tachazi Yaakov kol avdoi havalishmod kachabrichu. Everything Yaakov did, even the most benign act, the most seemingly personal act, everything Yaakov did, he was morning to night, always saying, in what way can I do, even if it's a personal need, how can I arrange for it to be maximally a heightening of Kodesh Shemayim? Or begin kach, Kodesh Baruch Hu hava imei tadir. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu was always with him, and with Yaakov watching him, and that was the promise to him on the Haramriya at the Sulam Mutzav Arza. Dlei adi minei shchinta. The shchinta will never leave him. V'chein kan biyosef shebasa diokne shaloviv shaleilases tvarushus gam kain. That's what the meaning of this medrash is. So in this interpretation of diokne shal Yaakov, he is suggesting that what Yosef saw was that his father, and maybe Yosef also had committed like his father, had made commitments to not just do things that are okay technically, if it's not going to heighten the sense of dignity of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, why do it? With that guideline in place, Yosef says, even if technically I'm allowed to be with this woman, I can't do it. It's certainly not going to bring great honor to heaven, and therefore I must abstain. That's what he saw. He saw the image of his father who would not use a moment selfishly and would only take steps and actions, in even a personal nature, and even if it's about his personal needs, he'll only do it at a time, in a place, in a way that is mar b'kvod shamayim. With that modus operandi of his father, of having to do even a rishus, if it's going to be mar b'kvod shamayim, he looked at this and he said, well, this is not going to be mar b'kvod shamayim. Ulefi divrei ha'yetzahara, Gamkein lahaya by mitzvah. The Yetzer was telling him, you know, it's really not such an iser. After all, she's moved away from and she's no longer interested in her husband. That doesn't really cut it by Yaakov Avinu, and that's the image of Yaakov that Yosef saw. Al yidei kein nitzel. That's what saved him. Zehu gamkein al yidei mishenes medivrei Torah. That too is being supported by and being able to stand up to the buffeting pressures and winds of a Eishes Potiphar by saying, I live by a higher standard. And that's the Kedusha of the Jewish people, the Kedusha of Yosef Yisoid, because we don't just say, well, if it's permissible, so it's all good. You know, sometimes people ask us, you know, can you do this and this and the other thing on Shabbos as an example? And sometimes the answer is, well, there's certainly no sifkatan in Shulchan Aruch that says that this is not allowed. People ask all kinds of interesting questions. You know, right now there are kids who are using some kind of a scooter or some kind of a skating board. And that's something that I've seen some kids using on Shabbos. Where certainly if it were a bicycle, we would say, no, we don't ride a bicycle on Shabbos. Whether it's because it might break and it's going to be fixed, or because it's not just in the spirit of, just not in the spirit of Shabbos, or because it's a means of like getting from place to place. Maybe by accident you'll leave the tchum. Whatever the sense of the tradition is. But now there's this new kind of toy or riding toy that kids are involved with. And sometimes the answer is that, yeah, technically there's no sifkat in Shulchan Aruch that says that you shouldn't do that on Shabbos. But it's not for Shabbos to be done. That's not what Shabbos is for. We should have a sense of wanting to do things that are going to be mar b'kvod shamayim. And on Shabbos there are ways to be mar b'kvod shamayim. And that's by having a certain shavisa, having a certain type of rest, and having a certain type of standard of what we do and don't do. So, this is what Yosef HaTzadik saw. He said, I see my father's image, and my father was one, as the Zohar says, Kol Avdoi Hevel Shmod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him his father's image. This is Yosef now having been, you know, sent down to Mitzrayim and feeling very much perhaps abandoned by the families, knowing that it's his brothers, all of his father's children except for Binyamin, who had sold him. But he sees his father. He sees his father's virtues. He remembers those virtues. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him remember those attitudes, that higher standard that his father stood for. And he then, Yosef, invokes those standards for himself, puts them in place, and uses that kind of strengthening for his very trying moment, and he prevails. We all need to have this image of Emes Liakov, the way we have to answer questions when things come up and possibilities arise, and you know, something entices us and we may want to do something, and we have to really think about, well, is that up to the standard that we should hold ourselves to? Is that something that's emes, that's really good? Is it truly good? Is it truly right? Is it going to be marbe kvayet shamayim? And by doing that, we might be able to sometimes really sidestep and with Hashem's help, avoid some things that look like they are okay, but in essence, they really are not. Having the higher standard that Yosef was able to conjure up by seeing the image of his father, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him see that, we should be zochah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should also help us see and sense the greater possibilities, see the images of our fathers and grandfathers, the images of Yaakov and Yosef, and it'll help us also make the kinds of decisions we have to make in those moments when we are being tried by the Yetzer Hara.